Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.
O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Tom Davis, former Virginia congressman, a man who in the past has been in favor of a meals tax in Fairfax County, even though the voters turned that down. It's up again for consideration. Is it time to have a meal tax in Fairfax County or not? We want to see what he has to say about it. Good morning to you, Tom Davis. Congressman
hey,
Davis,
Brian,
how are you?
Doing?
You're doing well. Okay, so in 92, as I understand it, you know, this is not the first time this has come up in Fairfax County. In 92, you were, what, chairman of the Board of Supervisors back then?
I was chairman of the board.
And you were in favor of this, right?
Yes, I was.
Where are you now?
Well, you know, let me tell you something. In 92, we faced a recession in the county, a severe recession. Our commercial tax base had dropped by a third. And basically, we gave the voters a choice. We had certain programs that were going to have to be cut if we didn't get them funded. And we put the list up, said, these programs get cut if they're not funded, and the taxpayers said cut them. So we lost the race.
Yeah,
this is a different situation this year. Schools want to do more, but let me tell you one of the goofy things they've done. They just spent almost $200,000 hiring a consultant to look at changing the name of a local high school, Jeb Stuart High School, because it was offensive to a group of students. Now, the students themselves, when they voted, said, we don't want to change the name. The community survey showed over 60% didn't want to change the name, but the school board has gone ahead and hired a consultant at something close to $200,000 to look at how they would change the name, and then they estimate it would take about $700,000 in addition to change the name. You know, just taking a look at just that isolated issue, I'm afraid if you give these folks too much money, they're going to start doing some goofy things instead of just educating kids. And so I really am very anxious about giving the school board more money sometimes, and you're going to see political correctness run amok and the like. So I'm going to vote against the meals tax this time.
Yeah, and it's you sort of hit the nail on the head there, because the overriding question when they say, should we have a meals tax, is, well, you don't have enough money already? What are you spending it on? And you're right, you just listed the consultant on the name of the high school, but I remember last year they pushed through this idea of changing the start time for high school kids because they can't wake up early, and everyone said, well, it's going to cost us money. They said, well, we know it's going to cost more money, but we need to do this. And now, of course, the transgender rules that they've pushed through for additional bathrooms, again, that all costs more money. They don't care. They keep spending money without ever worrying where it comes from, and then suddenly they want to add 4% on top of every meal. And this actually, you've done the research on this, haven't you, Congressman Davis?
Absolutely.
Ultimately, this is not about rich people going out and eat. This hurts middle-income and low-income people.
Well, you know who it hurts? The surveys I've seen is it hurts the people who are serving the meals. It takes off the tips is what we find out.
Oh, yeah.
There are some good arguments for meals tax. I co-chaired the meals tax task force last year looking at all this. We were very neutral in our outcome in terms of what it does, and this is the right way to do it, to put it on the general election ballot, as opposed to spending extra money trying to push it through in a special. So I think they've gone about it the right way. But I've got to ask, you know, giving more money to the crowd that's there now, I think I'm a little worried about it. I feel a little better about the board, the county board.
Yeah.
But 70% of this is going to the school board at this point. And you have some good members of the school board, but on balance, they've done some pretty goofy things.
Well, yes, we have. We've had a very detailed look at some of the activities of the school board here on this program. We've gone there on many occasions, and we're constantly stunned at the things they think are important. But I have to back you up on this. If the money is going to this particular school board, given what we know about their history and their proclivity to use money to fight social justice battles that they imagine are there, then maybe that's perhaps not the best use of that money. Giving them more money to play with would only give them more ammunition to do damage in the community, is my estimation.
Yeah, Brian, let me give you one more perspective. I'll bet you the average person in Fairfax, in fact, I'm sure, couldn't name their school board member.
Yeah.
School board members are elected at large, and what happens is the political parties end up making endorsements, and the endorsements are made by a handful of people who decide we want this person or that person. And people go in and they vote for the state legislature, and they'll vote for the county board and other officials. And while they're there, they see their school board in the ballot, and they just, on a sample ballot, take it off. and just go with the way a handful of people in a room have endorsed
right.
somebody for the school board. And the end result has been it's been very polarizing.
Yeah. So what's your sense of how this is going to play out?
Well, it got spanked pretty hard last time. I think as more people get aware of it, find out what the ramifications are, and I think the campaign is going to focus largely on some of the expenditures the school board has made, saying, do you want to give them more money to do social experimentation with our kids? I think at that point that it'll go down.
All right. Well, and the vote is, it's on Election Day, November 8th, so
well,
a lot of this
right.
obviously
I will tell you this, most of the people who go to the polls on Election Day
yeah.
are going to be able to, they're coming in to vote for president. Or to vote against the president, or
yep.
whatever one of the candidates.
They're voting for a presidential candidate. Yeah,
yeah, yeah or against. You know, we'll see how that goes. But after that, they're going to say, "Oh, there's a meals tax," and at that point, that will be the first impression some people get.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we wanted to discuss it here, so people have a heads up out in Fairfax County. And the, one last thing on this, Representative Davis. It's not like this isn't a competitive environment we live in for restaurants. You know, if suddenly every restaurant in Fairfax is 4% more expensive, it's pretty easy to just drive to one of the neighboring counties and have some real nice meals.
Yeah, I think, you know, my gut on this, a pretty affluent county, it may not affect it at the margins too much on these kind of issues, but of course, anytime the government thinks they can spend the money better than you can,
yeah.
you don't always get the best results. Again, under the right circumstances, I supported this thing 20 years ago. But at this point, I'm just worried about giving them too much money because of the way they're spending it.
Yeah. All right. I think we'll leave it right there. Former Congressman Tom Davis of Virginia, good to have you here. And let me just clean up one thing because I want to be fair. And in looking through the numbers, I was trying to grab numbers out of a big page of data here. If you go there and you have a $10 Happy Meal or you go to Chipotle and you get a burrito, it's $10, it'll be about 40 cents more on the end of that meal. If you go and have a $50 meal, it would be a $2 additional charge in addition to what you would now pay for in regular sales tax. It would come to approximately 10% tax on every meal.
Right, because there's 6% sales
right,
tax
already, right.
And then add 4%.